Katerina's parents must have been afraid for their daughter, because they removed her from the doctors and scientists. Secretly, they fled with her to America. She lost her powers as she grew older. Were her parents thankful? Karelin, was Katerina the first, but too early? It took another two generations. Time was running out, and we didn't know it. Katerina still had a life to look forward to. I've seen photographs of her. She grew into a very normal young woman. Maybe her gift for languages was a remnant of the powers she once had. Did you meet her, Karelin, when she was personal assistant to Secretary General Stormgren? The man who became your friend, Karelin. The first man to hear an alien voice.
A small craft has detached itself from the alien ship, now in stationary orbit. The craft has come to rest at JFK Airport. After world leaders could not agree on precedence in making contact with the aliens, the UN finally delegated Secretary General Ricky Stormgren to approach the craft on behalf of the world community.
It's so beautiful.
Can you sail into it?
No. You think there's a pilot in it?
Well, I hope they give us some sign. Think they want me to go in there?
I think so.
Well, here I go.
Secretary General.
Yes?
I was going to say, be careful.
I appreciate your concern, Katerina. But whatever happens now is up to them. We are all in their hands now.
Hello? You want to speak with me? The people of Earth are concerned to know who you are.
Do not be afraid. We come in peace and offer friendship.
We do not seek conflict. We welcome you.
There will be those who do not. But we too do not seek conflict. I am Karelin. I command this mission. My title translates as supervisor.
Can you tell us where you are from?
It is too soon for this information. Besides, it would mean very little to you.
Can you tell us what your mission is?
It is too soon for this information.
May I see you?
It is too soon.
So many secrets.
Trust me.
I would like to trust you.
You and I shall speak many times, Secretary General. We must work through your organization. A new order must be established. Your world is in chaos. You do not fully realize how precious you humans are.
A new world order. What does that mean?
An end to the conflict that beset your species.
I have spent my life working towards the same end.
All weapons, including personal weapons, will be destroyed. There will be no further need of them. The manufacture of certain chemical agents will not be permitted. Man will have no dominion over the animals with which you share the planet. As living species, they shall be respected. We shall provide you with food production technologies which will satisfy your requirements. We offer you new technologies for your transport system. More detailed provisions shall be made later. You shall announce these terms to the United Nations Supreme Council.
A new age for mankind.
Your species shall be free to do as it pleases beyond the general terms we set.
To make human beings do anything in their own best interests, they must be motivated.
I see that you are trying to teach me something about your species. But self-destruction is something we do not comprehend.
Then your task may be more difficult than you imagine.